The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a 50-location car dealership, you're a franchise owner or dealer, or you have the entrepreneurial mindset and you're ready to launch that business, or you're struggling with your business, we will coach you through every play. From financing ideas to website tips, marketing, and advertising to employees, The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today we are taping the show, so we're not able to take live calls. However, if you have any comments or questions regarding the program, you can reach us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about us. We do own an exclusive marketing company. One of our tools for success of our business and our client strategy is the use of video to create a massive online presence for our clients, from websites to traffic and retention and conversion. We have a complete different approach to online business. Think old school Main Street marketing, like our parents used to do, with cutting edge state-of-the-art strategies in today's business world and tech world. Enough about us. Let's bring on my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here today. And great day to have another great show and offer some timeless and some great advice that business owners can start implementing now to really help turn their business around and get off on the right foot.
Right. Today we're going to be talking about taxes and healthcare alternatives. We're also going to throw in a few other things. And I do want to let our listeners know that we are on a shortened schedule this week and next week. We are busy at Video Broadcast Services. We are shockingly just out straight the next couple of weeks. So we are doing a shortened version of our program, and we are going to have to pre-record some of our programs, and some may be a rebroadcast occasionally because we are extremely busy right now, but it's all good. It's all for the good. We're happy that we're busy, of course, but we're still dedicated to providing all this information to you each and every weekday. So, Kyle, today we are going to be talking about taxes and healthcare alternatives, along with other alternatives for our listeners who own a business. And the thing that jumps out for me right now, because it is the topic, is the taxes and healthcare. And how, I think that, paperwork, archiving receipts, credit card compliance, and all of that stuff, I think is probably the number one and chief complaint of business owners out there in terms of trying to, keep up with everything. It can be mind-boggling. But really, there's no excuse right now. There are so many different applications and or apps, if you will, and different types of outsourced services that you can tap into that can really streamline this and really make your life a whole lot easier. Can you talk, Kyle, a little bit about, let's go with healthcare first, and how our listeners can really streamline integrating healthcare and where they might be able to find decent healthcare packages for their employees as well as for themselves?
Yeah, one of the things that we always talk about is you need to focus on what you're good at, and that goes within your business too. I mean, as entrepreneurs, we always want to wear many different hats, but when you're not effective at something, it's important to find someone that is and outsource that to them. And so, for instance, for taxes, outsourcing that, hiring an accountant for your healthcare, you can hire a broker to help find you a healthcare plan. And you can also check with your professional trade associations to see if they have any recommendations, or even can get you, you know, in some type of a pool where you can get group rates. And so there's a lot of different options that you can look to and find, so that you don't have to deal with the headache of you know, of taxes and insurance and things like that, because no one likes to deal with that stuff. And so it's important that we find you know, experts in those fields, and we outsource that to them, so that we can focus on what we're good at, which is growing our business.
Right, and a couple of different resources that you may be able to tap into. Check in if you're a member of your local Chamber of Commerce. Many of them are trying to offer health care for the small business owner and their employees, so that would be a great resource. Also, different states have different requirements. It's kind of funny with Obamacare. You would have thought that there would have been some type of fluidity between the health care plans that are available, but it really is being parsed up state by state, which is really kind of funny. There's different rules and regulations depending on what state you live in, the costs. I was under the impression pre-Obamacare that everything was going to be lumped into kind of a one-size-fits-all, and apparently that is not the way it was downloaded. I'm not getting political here. It's just an opinion of mine, or an impression, I should say, of what I thought Obamacare was going to be. Unfortunately, a lot of business owners are, you know, putting all of their employees onto part-time plans and eliminating the requirement of having to provide their health insurance. So we do know this problem exists. I highly recommend you start with your Chamber of Commerce. Another good resource would be to ask other small business owners that you are networking with what they're doing for their health insurance. There's some great programs. Depending on your religion, they have a lot of, it's called MediShare, and Christian Healthcare Ministries also offers a great program. That might be something you might be able to look into. And also, you might think about doing insuring yourself through a program where you would contribute to your employees' healthcare costs. I do believe that you have to get that, you know, certain regulations integrated in order for that to be Obamacare compliant. And I do not have enough information about that, and mostly because it is so different state to state. So I definitely would check with your state to find out whether or not that possibility would exist for you. So there are resources out there for you, but you do need to spend some time doing it. And lastly, the last thing you want to do is be spending all this time working on providing health care. You know, depending, unless you're in the healthcare industry and that's what you do, I would be willing to bet that that is something that you would really want to take a look at, but pass off and have somebody else handle it that is better equipped to do that, and find the most affordable and most effective plan for your company, and then let them handle it for you. Also, you know, in terms of doing bookkeeping, one company that we endorse quite a bit is called FreshBooks.com. They are out of Canada, but it is a great program. It allows you to create invoices, estimates. It will print reports. You can integrate it with a credit card. You can integrate it with your checking account, and it will print and create and print your year-end reports. And you can also allow your account to have access to that. How easy is that? And then in terms of your taxes, you know, a lot of credit card companies will provide you with year-end reports as well. And also, if you accept credit cards, there are, you know, you get those monthly reports. You can just print those off and pass those off to your accountant as well, in terms of, you know, if you, you know, accept credit cards and it is the bulk of how you receive your receivables. And also, you know, there's a lot of different, I know some on the much larger scale, there's a company called Paychex that can handle your payroll and can also handle your quarterly tax reports that you need to do. And a lot of people get a little freaked out when they start a business, because that's probably the number one question everybody has. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin about how to do my taxes, because everyone's used to getting a W-2, they file their taxes and they're done. But there are so many different types of companies out there that are willing to help you. It's a Google search away. And I'm a big proponent of going after referrals and ensuring that, you know, whatever has worked for a colleague of yours or a close friend of yours might work for you. And so it's pretty easy to get that integrated and kind of pass that off. Kyle, what are some of the other things that business owners get tripped up? And I think a lot of people, I can remember back one of our radio shows, Kim Flynn, and I forget, I think she had 3 or 5 kids, I can't remember. And she talked about that on our program a couple years ago, about just how important it was to really, you know, really take a look at what you're good at and focus on that and really outsource everything else. And, you know, there's really no excuse. I think sometimes people get afraid to do that because of the cost, but that becomes kind of almost ridiculous when you're tripping over a nickel on something that you're really not good at, that's taking what would take somebody else maybe an hour, is taking you a couple of hours. That's just not cost effective. Are there other things that you can think of, Kyle, that our listeners would benefit from by outsourcing some of the tasks?
Yeah, you know, obviously you mentioned FreshBooks and your local Chamber of Commerce, which are really two great resources. FreshBooks is another one that you mentioned that they can really use, but it really comes down to really finding, you know, if you're looking for an accountant, maybe there's someone local in your area, which would be your local chamber. But like you were talking about, the opportunity cost that is there, because if you do something and you do it wrong, where it takes you longer, that's more time away from building your business and doing what you're really effective at. And so, that not to mention the time of you having to come back and fix it, or still have to hire an accountant and him coming out, or, you know, them coming back and then having to fix it. So there's a huge opportunity cost associated when you just, you know, when you're not outsourcing to someone that's really good at it. And that can go with marketing for, you know, yeah, it can go with a lot of different things. So really it boils down to doing what you're good at and focusing on what, you know, what you're passionate about, which is growing your business, and letting other, you know, professionals take care of those tasks that, you know, that you don't, that you're not necessarily good at or don't want to do.
Exactly. It's very important to remember that a lot of times, if you think that it's a cost saving measure to, you know, to do everything, that's probably one of the biggest myths of being an entrepreneur. There are definitely things that you need to outsource. And, you know, if you have a bunch of friends that are also in business for themselves, you know, try to have like a monthly meeting where you get together and you kind of bounce ideas off each other of certain things that, you know, 1 month it might be that you're talking about healthcare. 1 month you might be talking about marketing. You might be the next month talking about payroll and, you know, insurance that you need for your business. And really getting together and trying to figure out a way where you can actually, you know, really kind of communicate the needs of the group and really come up with clever ideas and creative ideas to, you know, fix your challenges that you all, you know, have. And that, to me, is just a great way of doing it, because when you get to a chamber meeting, I think they're great, but a lot of times everybody's trying to throw up their own services on everybody else, if you will. And a lot of people are really trying to network their services to get more business, but it's not really about problem solving. So, and sometimes you can run into people that can actually, you know, absolutely solve your problems. But more importantly, I think it's really about getting together with people and really being honest within your group and really talking about it. I don't know if that platform of a Chamber of Commerce is a great resource, but I do believe a lot of times it's a lot of people go with the idea that they're going to get more business, and it's not so much about problem solving. So it depends on what your second intentions are for that. Again, the Chamber of Commerce is a great, great resource, but I think there's nothing like getting a bunch of friends together and going out for you know, a bite to eat and really talking about the challenges that you all face. You know, and you know, you think about like marketing or payroll services or something. You know, can you imagine if 6 or 7 people go to a payroll service and say, all 6 of us are thinking of utilizing your services, what kind of discount can we get? Or an insurance company, we all need business insurance and healthcare insurance, you know, what kind of discount could you give us if we all do it as a group? So really network amongst your colleagues and friends of people that you know that are probably going through the same challenges that you're going through and the same things that you're experiencing, and try to find a way to pull all of that information and get some good prices get some great resources and really be able to challenge yourselves to come up with some great ways to solve your problems. And it really would be a great resource to really talk about. And like I said, it has to be an honest meeting. Sometimes people get together and, oh, everything's great. And then you kind of suffer in silence a little bit about what you're really challenged with. You know, drop your egos and drop everything at the door and just kind of get down there and just say, hey, look, this is what I'm struggling with. You'll never know what nugget of information that you're going to be able to extract from that meeting and really be able to go full throttle and really excel within your business because somebody else had an idea that then worked for you. And this is actually the essence of what we're trying to do on this program. It's really trying to download information that has really worked for us and allow you to capitalize on that and avoid the problems and challenges that we've experienced and how to avoid them. But we've got to run. We've got another show to tape here. Again, we are so busy the next couple of weeks, but we do want to remain consistent with our information for our listeners because we know if we've experienced, chances are you have too. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive and affordable business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from the Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing, and we are thriving in today's competitive online marketplace. We push our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.